Today's daf is daf chaf zayin, so we got to the mission at the very top. The mission tells us that hakomet miuto miakev es rubo. Let's say in the kmita, a little miut is going to prevent the rest of it from being done. What does that mean? Rashi says in the very top, few lines down, the miuto miakev es rubo sheim chiser kol shu pasul. If you're missing, you did a komet, you did a kmita, and you're missing even one small particle of the flower of the kmita, it's pasul. You need the entire kmita to be there in order to do the haktara. Then the Mishnah says same lines when it comes to Isaron, Miuto, Me'akev, is Rubo. If you're missing even one particle of that, that's also going to disqualify the rest, even though you have Rova. And Hayayin as well, Miuto, Me'akev, is Rubo. If you have a certain amount of Yayin needed for a carbon, the different shirim depending on the different carbon. So if you're missing even a small amount, that's also Me'akev at the rest of the wine. And then the shemen's miuto me'akev es rubo, the oil has the same din, that the certain shear of shemen you need, if you're missing less than a lug of shemen, it's going to be pasul. And as solas vas shemen me'akvin zedzeh, the flour and the oil with each other are me'akev, you need both the solas and shemen to be there, one without the other is going to disqualify. And finally, hakomets v'alavona me'akvin zedzeh, those minachas that require lavona, if you don't have lavona, you don't have the kmitza, so then they too are me'akev each other. So the Gemara says, "My time was the reason for all these different dinim." So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "Melokum so trezimne." We know we already learned in this world of Kachim, whenever it repeats itself twice, so therefore it's ma'akev. So it says melokum so two times, telling us that you need a melokum so a full kmitza. If it's lacking any amount of the kmitza, it's going to be pasul. Yisaro miuto ma'akev es rubo. My time Amar Kra misolta shim chaser kolshu psula. It says solas with regards to Yisarum, and Rashi says the drash here, there's an extra he at the end, so from that he is what we're learning the drash, that you need the entire Yisarum, and less than that it's going to be possible. How do you know Yayin, you need all the Yayin to be there? Miuto, Ma'akev is Ruba, how do you know? Kacha, it says the word Kacha, Kacha is Lashon of, has to be Kacha this way, anything different is going to be possible. Hashemen, how do we know Miuto, Ma'akev is Ruba, Deminchas Nesachim, Kacha, Uminchas Nedava, Amarkra, Umishamna. So it says Shemen by Minchas Nesachim, and so it's Kacha by Minchas Nesachim, telling us the Shemen has to be fully there. And by Minchas Nedava, it says Mishamna, which the extra hay, Sheim Mechisa, Kolshu, it's Psula. So again, different drashas for all these different halachas.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're learning that it's not that it's missing anything, meaning that it's missing anything less than the allowed shear, right? Or let's say you do a little over an Isaron, and you're missing, but you still have an Isaron, then in that case, the Mincha, we said it's kosher. It's after the Komet was taken out.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So, sir, measure the Isaron can't be missing a minute amount.
You can't do more anyways. You had the measuring cup. It couldn't be ever more than
an
Isaron.
It couldn't be more than an Isaron, no matter what.
A Kmitza could be. Kmitza each person to their size. So whatever Kmitza is, less than that. I don't think it's shy if they ever have more than
an Isaron.
Right. Uh-huh. So then the Gemara says,
you're saying, again, about Kmitza, when you take the Kmitza, and it's in your hand,
yeah,
and it falls out.
At whatever point between your Kmitza and Haktara, you lose it. So then that would be considered a Chisaron and Pasul. Then the Gemara says, Hashemen v'asolas makam zezeh. How do you know they need each other? Misalta u'mishamna, migirsha u'mishamna. So the fact that they're all together, and each of them have a letter, extra hey, tells us that, Rashi actually, it's the fact that it repeats itself twice, tells us that you need them both together, one without the other is Pasul. And then finally, hakomets v'alavona makam zezeh. It says the word twice, that the relationship between Kmitz and Lavona, since it repeats itself yet again, it tells us that they are ma'akev each other. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, that you need both goats of the Yom Kippur, and one without the other is going to be ma'akev. Now the Rosh Hashanah asks the question, why did Dafka say Shnei Seirim? We're going to see a whole list of other things, but of Yom Kippur only mentions Shnei Seirim. Everything in Yom Kippur is ma'akev. Lav Dafka Shnei Seirim, every stage of the Avodah is ma'akev. The power is ma'akev, why Dafka Shnei Seirim? So Rosh Hashanah answers, there's a habamina to think that maybe everything is ma'akev by Yom Kippur, except for the Shnei Seirim, because since the Sar Lazazel is outside, and it can be done by a Zar, tells us maybe it's not that essential to the Avodah, so Mishas Mechadish said that too is going to be Ma'akev. Alternatively, he suggests that, no, this Mishnah, as we'll see, is referring to pairs and couples, so it's just consistent with the theme of the Mishnah, but Eina Hanami, all the other Avodah Shum Kippurim would be Ma'akev as well. The Mishnah tells us again, Shnei Seiri Yom HaKippur Ma'akvin Etzeh, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Etzeh, and Shavuos, we bring two sheep, they're Ma'akiv each other, Shtei Chalos Ma'akvin Etzeh, Zuatzu, the Shtei Lechem that's brought on Shavuos, you need both of the Shtei Lechem, Shnei Sedarim, the two six loaves of lechem parim. They're six and six. Those are called shnei sedarim. Each seder is six. So those two are ma'akvin zedzeh. Shnei bazichen, we said on the shulchan, they're bazichen and lavona. So there are two bazichen. So shnei bazichen are ma'akvin zedzeh. Hasedarim ba'bazichen. The relationship of the sedarim, the bread, to the bazichen are also ma'akvin zedzeh. Sorry? That you need the lechem of all 12 lechem panim along with the shnei bezichim of the levona on the shulchan. Then you need shnei midim sheba nazir, the two types of breads or matzahs that are brought with a nazir. Rashi says the chalos or kikim and the shlosha sheba para, when it comes to not bread, but Rashi says shlosha para duma, referring to the eight eres ve'ezo v'shnei talas that it describes in Parshas Chukas, that those three items needed for the paraduma. And back to the Mishnah, the dal sheba toda, the four types of lechem aparim that are brought, rather matos that are brought for the carbon toda, there are four different types. And the dal sheba lulav, the four minim lulav, as we know, esug lulav hadas meravos, arba sheba mitzora, the four types of mitzora. Rashi tells us is referring to Rashi didn't tell us where they are. Tiparim de mitzora, and the was it the eight eras, I think, also the four different items used for the mitzora. And all these items we just listed are all ma'akvin zedzeh. And then the Mishnah says, Sheva hazel sheba para, that there's seven sprinklings that are done with the para duma. Those are also ma'akvin. You need all of them. And then zayin hazayel shel ben abadim shel paroches, the seven sprinklings that go on the paroches, whether it's referring to Yom HaKippur, Rashi says, or any of the other parhelm davar, or parkom mashiach, that all go inside. So the zayin hazayel shel ben abadim shel paroches that go on the paroches, shel mizbeach hazav, that's sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, all of those are ma'akvos, zu, etzu. So that's the Mishnah. Everything is ma'akvos. If you just look quickly at Tosfos on the top here, Arba Sheba Mitzorah, he points out, what are the Arba Sheba Mitzorah? Eight Erez, V'ezov, Ushni Talas, V'tziporin. Those are the four items necessary that are ma'akev for the Tara process of the Mitzorah. Aval, says Tosfos, Maim Chaim, which is also mentioned in the Pasuk, Lo Chashev. How come that's not a fifth item mentioned in the Mishnah? The Pasuk clearly requires you have to dip it all in Maim Chaim. So why is that not a fifth item? Says Tosfos, Lefisha Hayav Ma'ari Behem Hadam, since you mix blood together of the tzipor with the water, the tavel osam badam, it's not considered, we don't view it independently, since it gets mixed together with the dam of the tzipor. And then he asks Tosfos, the tema de lochashiv hazavs de Torah. How come it doesn't mention the sprinklings of the Torah? It says sprinklings of the paraduma and of the Yom Kippurim and parman panimim, but it doesn't mention the Torah. So he says, V'yei shlomer, detan v'shayr, like everything else, never, no mission is ever exhausted. There's always something left off the list. The other things are left off the list. So it shouldn't be surprised that these hazals of Mitzorah are left off the list as well. So Gemara now wants to bring a raya. What's the source for each of these items that are being ma'akvin zedzeh? So shnei tzi'irim yom ha'kippur ma'akvin zedzeh chukah, it says, by yom ha'kippur min parshas achrei. Most everything by yom kippur is chukah, has to be this way. Anything different is possible. Shnei kivsat teresh ma'akvin zedzeh, the two sheep on Shavuos, it says, havaya in the pasuk. The pasuk reads, v'hayisa zos lachem l'chukah. No, that's the one I wanted. V'heinif ha'kohen osam al lechem habikurim tunufa l'fnei Hashem al shnei kvasim kodesh yihiyu l'Hashem l'kohen. The word yihiyu tells it must be the way it's written in the pasuk. Then the Gemara says, how about the shechalos havaya? The same pasuk it says, actually no, the next pasuk it says, u'mimoshvaseichem tavi lechem tunufa shtayim shnei esronim soles, that's referring to shelechem tihiyena chametz tafena. It has to be tihiyena, that is, so that also has to be and can't change it. Shnei sedarim, it says the word chukah by shnei sedarim of lechem aponim, and shnei bazichen, it says the word chukah as well by the shnei bazichen of levona. Hasedarim habazichen, the two of them together, it says chukah, that's all the same pasuk, and everything in the pasuk is chukah, has to be, can't be changed. Shnei minim sheba nazir, the two things brought for the nazir, which was the chalos, or kikim, different types of matzahs baked, dechsev kein yaseh, has to be done this way, written in the pasuk, it's ma'akev, if not done that way. Gimel sheba par, which we again said were the eight eres, the eiz of ushni talas, it says chukin, parshas chukas, you need all the items. Arba sheba toda, the four types of bread brought for the carbon toda. The iskash le nazir, there's a gzer shava, or rather hekesh of nazir, and toda, nichsev al zevach toda shlamav, and v'amar mar shlamav le rabos shalmei nazir. So we see that todas is toda, and shlamav is referring to nazir, so toda and nazir connected. So just like toda, we proved above, has to be, rather, which we proved above, that nazir is ma'akev, so through the hekesh, toda is also ma'akev. V'arba shebe mitzorah, the four items for the mitzorah, nichsev zos tiyeh, toras mitzorah, tiyeh has to be the way it's written in the pasuk. Dal shebelulav ulakachtem lekicha tama. You have to have a full lekicha. Everything has to be complete. If you're missing any of the items, it's possible. Okay, look at Tosis for a second. We're in almost in Tishrei, so may as well do something about Sukkis. The Tosis writes, lekachtem lekachtem lekicha tama. The Tosis quotes an opinion here, Yesh Mefarshim. To be yom sheni sagi bechad midal minim. Lekachtem beyom arishon, it says, only require lekicha tama, a full lekicha on day one. But beyond that, you don't need to have any full lekicha. And there's an opinion out there that it's enough to have just one of the four minim on the rest of the days of Sukkis. Umivarech al nitias lulav kmo esrog. You could take the esrog and say the bracha nitias lulav with just one, because you don't need lekachtem on the remaining days. Dishari yichaser. Chaser is permitted on the remaining days. V'lo ba'inan tamas el beyom rishon. You only need a tamas on the day one, but everything else afterwards, you can miss three of the items if you wanted. Uledivrayam, according to them, b'yom sheni tiske sheitel echad b'shukulam. One is enough to represent the rest of the dalaminim. The last Tosfos writes, this is incorrect. The b'sof lulav hagazel bereshit lulav harava darshin. We learn lekachtem lekicha lechal echad ve'echad. You need to take all them. Midichsev lekachtem lashon ravim. It says you need to take all them. V'lo ksev lekachta doesn't say take one of it singular. Al kihecha de'ika lekicha kaima akulo yoma. Huadin lekicha tama. So just like you need all them, he said lekachtem debayi lekichas dal minim akul yomav lekichas kol echad ve'echad. So he's saying lekicha goes on all the days. Lekicha is saying you need to take all dal minim on all the days. The drasha lekachtem, the tama, the end, only that tam, that the Indian of chaser is going to be possible on there only on day one, but the remaining days you don't need it. But in terms of taking the actual lekicha of all four items, apply on the remaining days. If a particular one, esrog, has a chaser, or a lulav is chaser, that's acceptable on the remaining days, but you definitely need to do a lekicha on all them, the remaining days of Sukkis. Okay, the Gemara now says, last four narrow lines of the page, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, lo shna elish ein lo. This is all true, that it's ma'akev if you don't have them. Aval yesh lo, if you have them, ein ma'akev. If you have them, it's not ma'akev. What does that mean? So Rashi says here, she'ein lo dal minim du lulav ma'akvin. If you don't have all four minim, it's possible. Aval yesh lo ein ma'akvin. If you have them, it's not ma'akev. Afilu lo agun ge'echad. Meaning, it's not possible if you don't put them together. You have to do them all separately. If you're missing the esrog, it's possible. If you have all four, you just don't put them together. You do first the lulav, then you do the esrog, then you do the arava, then you do the hadasim all separately. That would still be yotze. So don't think ma'akvin means they have to be together. You don't need an eged. You just need to have all four of them, even if you pick them up at separate times. So Gemara says, Meisive, dal minim shebelulav shnai mehem osin peros, v'shnai mehem ein osin peros. Two of them produce fruits, and two of them don't produce fruits. Ha'osin peros yuzukukin l'she'ein osin. Those that produce fruit require the ones that don't. V'she'ein osin peros, those that don't make fruit, yuzukukin l'osin peros, meaning they need each other. So which ones make fruit? Rashi says, esog v'tamarim. Esog itself is the fruit, and tamarim grow in the hadasim. Hadasim grow with these little dates. The lulav and the aravos don't grow anything. But you see from the brayso, they both need each other. The ein adam yotze yidechov aso bahen hachi yukulam ba'aguda achas. You don't fulfill the mitzvah until you put them all together. So you do need an aguda. We said above you don't need an eged. Here it says you do need an eged. The chayin yisrael b'artza, same holds true when it comes to hartza, which is referring to Rashi says b'artza, kishen mis'anim, when we are fasting, and for a certain tzara, let's say a drought, ein ne'anonim, we don't get answered, ad shiyu kulan ba'aguda achas, until we all come together as a real tzibor, tzadikim v'rishayim. Dumya de'osin v'ein osin peres. They have to come together. Like lulav, all the different parts come together. So too, when you daven in a tzibor, for a tainus, you have to come together. Ad shiyu kulan ba'aguda achas, until we come together, shenemar, that says in the pasuk, habone b'shemayim me'alosa v'agudasa l'eret yisada. So we see either way from here, though, that there is a requirement for an eged. There's a very interesting Pachad Yitzchak that they quote in the back that we know in Yom Kippur, which is just a few days away, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Sol Yom Ed out loud during Shema. So the Pashat Pshat is, as they bring down the Achronim, is because since we're like Malachim, we're able to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Sol Yom Ed. But Pachad Yitzchak says for a different reason. That since there's been in into Davin B'Gud Achas and Yom Kippur, we even accepted the Rishon along with us, So now the problem is, Rishonim don't come to Shul normally, and they see us whispering something in Shema Yisrael afterwards. They're going to think we're talking to some other Rishus, other God here. So we have to be very clear as to what we're saying, based on the Gemara, not to say any whispers in front of the Rishonim who don't know any better. And that's why we dafka say it out loud, to say we're not whispering anything. We're saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ed, since all the Rishonim are coming, Ba'agudacha Sedavin and Yom Kippur. That's his suggestion. Either way, we see from the Gemara, though, there's a machlokas whether or not, there's a stira, whether or not the lulav and esog and everything together has to be baguda achas or not. And the Gemara tells us, as we probably know already, it's really a machlokas tanaim, it's a tanaihi. The Tanya, lulav bein agud bein she'en agud kasher. Whether or not the lulav is tied together or not, it's kasher, meaning you don't need an egged. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, agud kasher, eino agud pasul. You need an egged, and without the egged, it's disqualified. So the machlokas above is really a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. My time at Rabbi Huda, why does Rabbi Huda require an eged? Gamar kicha kicha magudas ezov. Mal halam magudas baguda afka magud. It's a gzer shava that he has. Just like it says kicha by aguda with regards to the, this is regards to the Pesach Mitzrayim. They would put the blood on the doorpost. It says lakachta magudas ezov utavaltim badama shibasaf. Vigatim el hamashko fel shem mezuzos. Menadam is referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. Just like there was a gudachas, it says lakicha, and it says lakicha by lakachta mayom arishon with regards to dalaminim. You need an aguda there as well. That's his basis. And the Rabbanan. No, the three do, and the esa we just put together. But then Rabban lo gamri kicha kicha. Rabban don't have such a gzer shava. The Tosis points out that the Ramaschil lo gamri kicha kicha. Ava gav the gamri kicha kicha misay Ephron. What do you mean? How do they not have a gzer shava? Everyone holds kicha kicha first daf of a Maseches Kedushin. Shema hachta hacha ena mufna. Maybe that kicha they hold of, not this kicha. Or inami kicha kicha gamri lekicha lekicha lo gamri. The two different ones. Kicha is different than lekicha lekicha. Gets into a broader discussion of how gzer shava exactly works. It's a strange thing to think. Just because you hold of one, why would you have to hold of another gzer shava? But either way, he doesn't reject such a concept in general. Just this particular application does not work. Gemara now says keman ozla. Who does the following brisa hold like? Hadatanya. Lulav mitzvah la ogdo. There's a mitzvah to do egged on lulav. Vim lo ogdo kasher. And if you don't do it, it's kasher anyways. Come on, who holds this one? Ik Rabbi Yehuda lo agdu my kasher. If you didn't do eged, it wouldn't be kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says without eged, it's actually possible. I Rabbanan who don't require eged, my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? What's the Indian in the first place? If they don't require an eged, why would we say do it lechachila? So the Gemara says, Liolim Rabbanan, who my mitzvah, mishimze keli v'anveyu. Meaning, we didn't lulav, there's no Indian of eged, according to Rabbanan. But there's a general concept of the hiddur mitzvah. So in terms of hiddur mitzvah, there's a concept of putting them to together. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Sheva hazal sheva param akva zuotza. Chuka. It said above that the seven sprinklings of paraduma, you need to do all of them. Why? It says chuka in Parshas Chukas by paraduma. Sheva hazal she'al ben habadim v'shel amizbeach hazal v'abashel parochas ma'akva zuotzu. The Yom HaKippurim, how do we know? If it's referring to Yom HaKippurim sprinklings, it says chuka in Parshas Achrimos. The parko mishiach parhelm davar shel tzibur. If it's referring to those in the Siri Avodas Chachavim, it says kitatanya v'as lepar kasher as lepar. So you should do the par like you did to the par. What do you mean? You just it's that pasuk, that phrase is repeated. The fimatam alom lichvol v'hazels. Why does it repeat this concept kasher as lepar twice right here in the very same pasuk? So the Gemara tells us in the top of the beis. Repeating it, she'im chiser achas min matanos la'asaklum. If you're missing any of the sprinklings of the param davash tzibor, the sariyav or the zara, and then it's going to be ma'akev. Okay, Gemara now tells us, Tanir Rabbanan, sheva hazos sheva para she'asan, the seven sprinklings of the paraduma that you do, you're supposed to sprinkle it. Remember, the paraduma takes place outside the base of Migdash, but you're supposed to sprinkle it towards the base of Migdash. So those seven sprinklings, she'asan bein shelo lishma, and if you did it shelo lishma, or you did it bein shelo mechavnos, you didn't really read the parentheses here, you didn't do it el nochach pnei el mori, like the pasuk describes, you don't do it in the right direction, it's psulos. Why is it psulos? The reason why Shalal Shema is psulos because we call it paradumas chatas, the pasuk says. So therefore, it's a din of a chatas, even though it's not really a chatas, it's not really a carbon, has turned din of a chatas. So just like a Shalal Shema, chatas Shalal Shema is pasul, so to a paradumas Shalal Shema is pasul. Why is it, if it's not mechavno, if it's not keneged the El Moed is pasul? Because the pasuk says, El Nochach Pnei El Moed. If you do it towards a different direction, it's pasul. So then the Raisa says, the Shebifnim, who Shebimitzorah, the carbons that go inside, like Yom HaKippurim and Parakon Mashiach, Paralim Davar, all those that get sprinkled inside. And the Mitzorah as well, which is near the Shar Nikner, where they pour the oil in the Mitzvah by Shar Nikner of the Azara, Shalolishma, if it was done Shalolishma, it's possible. Why? Well, the Bifnim is because it is, Bifnim, it's because it's carbon, and carbon Shalolishma is possible. With regards to a Mitzvah, I think the Gemara is going to explain later on. And Shalom Mechavnos, if it was done not in the right direction, it's kosher, because there's no pasuk that tells us that which direction you have to do all these sprinklings. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, but doesn't the Braisa say Gave Para Shelo Lishma Psulos, but Shelo Mechavnos Ksheros? So we just said above the Paraduma, if it wasn't Mechavin towards the El Nochach Pnei El Moed, it's pasuk. Now we're saying if it wasn't Mechavin, it's actually going to be kosher. So we have a stira in the two Braises. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista Lakashe, Harab Yehuda, Harabanan. So we're now going to bring a very long brice here about a different topic. We're going to use this brice as a proof, as a model for the Machlokas by Paraduma. So again, right now the Machlokas by Paraduma is whether or not if you don't face Ol Moed and do the sprinklings and not connect to Ol Moed, whether that's going to be possible or whether that's going to be kosher. And that's going to depend on the following brice. So the brice tells us, Ditanya. Mechusrei kapara. So mechusrei kapara, we know, are people who are tamei, and certain people who are tamei, such as a yoleda, a zav, and a zava, and mitzora, they're tamei. But part of the tara process is not enough to just go to the mikvah. Some people, let's say a person's a nida or a keri, going to the mikvah is enough that makes them tahor. But then they have to wait for the sunset, and then they're completely tahor. But if they are require karbanos like a yoleda, a zava, and a mitzora, so then even if they were all tahor, if they haven't yet brought the karban, they're still considered tamei. So they're called mechusei kapara. They're lacking the kapara of the karban, and they're not fully tahor. So what happens in mechusei kapara? Shenichnesu la'azara. They enter into the base of Migdash. What happens? If it's b'shogeg, if it was done accidentally, chayv chatas. They bring a chayv chatas like any other shogeg. If done b'mezid, it's chayv misa. If you do it b'shogeg, you're chayv chatas. B'mezid, anish karis. So you get a chiv karis for walking into the base of Migdash if you did this on purpose. Ve'ein tarach lomar, needless to say, tivil yom v'shar kotmeim would also get carbon chatas or kares if it was done shogeg b'mezid respectively. U'tahorin shenichnasu lefnim mechitas. And let's say a person who's tahar walks into an area, but you know, or an area that they're not supposed to walk into, even though they're tahar, like a yisrael, let's say walking into an area where as is kohanim, that would be that would be, the Gemara says, that the Torah Mishnichnesu Lefnim Mimichitasan, if it's Leheichal, Kulo Barban. Leheichal is, remember, the area where the menorah Bezbech Hazav is, the menorah and the Shulchan, that's the Heichal. If they walk to that area, they're going to get Arbam, they're going to get Malkos. They walk from the Mibes La Parochas, El Pnei Kaparis, Mibes Parochas of the Parochas, entering into Kodesh Kedashim, and they walk El Pnei Kaparis to the Aron, that area between the Parochas and the Aron, that's going to be Chiv B'misa. That's according to Rabbi, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda.
That's anybody, even a Kohen?
So right now, if you take a look at Rashi says here, you look at Rashi, all the way towards the narrow lines, lower down. Rashi says, with Tahorin, Shenichin, the last two narrow lines. With Tahorin, Shenichin, so Lifnim, Mimichitasam, Yud Aleph, Amma, Makum, Drishas, Ragla Yisrael, Leheicha Kulo, Imnichin, so Sham, Barban. So it's referring to even walking into the area of the Drishas Yisrael. So what's the concern? Why can't you walk into the area of Yud Aleph, Drishas Yisrael? So it seems to walk into the base of Mikdash is an issue to enter for no reason. V'lav Torah Avoda. So if you understand, look at Tosef at the top to make everything clear. Tosef writes, Leheichal Kula Barbaim. Hiksha Rav Yomtif Milapanso Mehod Etnan Meperek Basa Detamet. Bizman She Kohen Gadol Nichnas Leshtachavos, when the Kohen Gadol would go bow down, Shlosha Ochsim Bo, there'd be three, really probably should be two holding onto his hand, Echad Miyamino, Echad Mismol, I guess three, one holding onto his right, one holding onto his left, and Echad Me'avadim Tobos, one holding onto the jewels, the stones they shouldn't drag on the floor. Higbila Parochas, they lift up the Parochas, and Nichnas, and the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'shachava, he bows down, V'yatza, and he leaves, Nichnasu Achava, Kohen V'shachava, the rest walk in as well, they bow down, V'yatzu, they leave, Alma, Shari. So we see that you're allowed to walk in, even for no purpose. So even though they're not doing any avoda. So he answers, V'yeshlomar, Teretz, Rebbeinu Tam, V'shachava, Tarach Avodi. Bowing down is considered avoda. So the very question here is that, of course, you're allowed to walk in for an avoda. That's certainly permitted. The whole problem is to walk in even as a Kohen for not an avoda. That's the violation. So now, again, according to the Tanakhama we just saw, the person walks into the Heichal, for no reason. He gets Malkos, he walks in between the Parochas and the Aron, there's a Chiyah Misa. Rabbi Huda and the Braisa says differently. Rabbi Huda says, Omer, Kol Heichal Kula, Umibesh La Parochas Bar Barim. He says, no, the Heichal, and including beyond the Parochas, even the Kodesh Kadashim would only be Malkos, Veil Pnei Kaporos, but if you walk right up to the Kaporos, which is the top of the Aron, you walk up to the Aron, then you get a Chiyah Misa. So that's the Machlok, is in essence, the area between the Parochas and the Aron, is that going to be Malkos, or is that going to be Misa? That's the Nekudas HaMachlok, is between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara wants to know, what's the basis of this machlokas? B'haikra, they arguing how to read the following pasuk that appears in Achrimos. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Daber el Aaron achicha, speak to your brother Aaron, ve'al yava b'chaleis, don't go in any time el kodesh, that's the heichal, mibeis la parochas, that's the beyond the parochas, el pnei akapores, asher al Aaron, Aaron v'lo yamos, not to die." So it says in the beginning, Al Yavo, that's a lav. It says that at the end, Al Yavo, it says Lo Yamos, not to die, Misa. And it says in the middle, it says three different zones. It says the Kodesh, it says the base Parochas, and then it says the Pnei HaKaporos. So how do you split the pasuk up? So Banan Savre, Ela Kodesh, Belo Yavo. The Ela Kodesh, the first part of the pasuk is Lo Yavo, that's only Malkos. But you read the second phrase, Mi Base La Parochas, El Pnei HaKaporos, is one unit, Belo Yamos. That's all going to lead to Misa. That's the understanding of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Huda Savar, no. El HaKodesh should be based on Parochas, but Lo Yavo. That's based on Parochas, is part of the first half of the Pasuk. That's a Lo Yavo, that's a Lav. The Pnei HaKaporos is separate, but Lo Yavo. That's a Chiyav Misa. So that's how they read the Pesukim. In essence, where to put the comma? That seems to be what they're arguing about. So Gemara wants to dig a little deeper here to understand this Machlokas. My time of the Rabbanan. What's the real reason of the Rabbanan reading the Pasuk this way? Had it been correct, like Rabbi Huda said, that really based the Parochas was part of the Kodesh, so then, Licht Rachmana Ela Kodesh. Just write Ela Kodesh. Veil Pnei HaKaporos, Veil Pnei HaKaporos. Only write those two. Velo Bay Mi Beis HaParochas. And delete the word Mi Beis HaParochas. I would have said, well, if Heichal's Mechaiv, well, then certainly Mi Beis HaParochas, Mi Bay. Would you have to mention that? Because now we only learn that El Pnei HaKaporos, only the Aron is Chai Misa. Everything earlier is going to be only a Chai Malka. So just delete the word Mi Beis HaParochas entirely. So Mi Beis HaParochas, Dekas Rachman Olam. He said, why did the Pasuk mention it unnecessarily? Must be to tell me a Chiddush Ma'amina B'Misa, that one gets Misa for Mi Beis HaParochas as well. Rabbi Yehuda says differently. Rabbi Yehuda, I kasa rachmana ela kodesh, if it said ela kodesh alone, v'lo kasa mi beis laparochas at all, have it mean, I would have said, my kodesh, what does kodesh mean? I would have interpreted kodesh to mean mi beis laparochas. I would refer to maybe kodesh kodashim, aval, then I would have said, but if the guy is still in the heichal, lav nami lo, he would also not even have a lav. So that's why I had to say, no, don't interpret Kodesh to be the base of Parochas. Let's mention the base of Parochas. This way you could interpret Kodesh to mean Heichal, and this way there are no Shilas. Gemara says, the Rabbanan, Hahu lo matzis amris. You would never have a Havmin. If the Pasuk only said Kodesh, you would never think that the Kodesh is referring to Kosh Kodashim and not referring to the Heichal. Why? Because the Heichal kula yikri Kodesh. Heichal is always called Kodesh. So how do we know? Vivdilu haparochas. The parochas was set up to distinguish, to divide lechem bein kodesh bein kodesh kodashim. So the pasuk in Achrei Mos says kodesh. We know it for sure means heichal. No one would ever think it's referring to the kodesh kodashim of the area beyond the parochas. And therefore, it definitely meant heichal. And the fact that it mentions base the parochas is telling us it's the base of parochas is chayiv misa.
Is it two curtains? There's a curtain in front of the.
That was added on later on, but from the Torah's perspective, from the Mishkan at least, it was only one parochas. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What was the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? That he again held, he used a second opinion that he said the base of the parochas and the kosh kodashim was lumped together with the kodesh, that's all malkos. You only get a chiyah misa for going up against the arum. So what was his reasoning? If it was like your Rabbanan felt, that you get the misa even for the kosh kodashim. Licht rachmana ela kodesh umi beis the parochas velo bai el pnei kaboros vanemina mi beis the parochas misa el pnei kaboros mi bai. If the pasuk had just said el kodesh you get malkos and mi beis the parochas you get misa, well certainly el pnei kaboros would also get misa. Why say el pnei kaboros? That would be obvious. So why does it say it? So El Paneka Boris, the Kazarachman Alamali, Shmamina, only El Paneka Boris is Bemisa, but me Basil Baruch is Bazhara. That's why it comes out to tell, don't think that the Kosh Kadashim gets Misa. Rabbanan, Hachnami Dilot Sarach, Rabbanan, tell you right, we didn't have to teach El Paneka Boris. The pasuk could have said me beis la paroches, that would have been sufficient to teach me misa. I would have understood a kal v'chomer that the pnei akaparos is also chai misa. So why does the pasuk say el pnei akaparos anyways? V'hai dekasa rachmana el pnei akaparos l'me'ute derech meshupas. Meshupash, to exclude a person who walked into the Kodesh Kodashim in a roundabout way. Has to be pnei akaparos, has to be very direct. If you come into the Kodesh, Rashi says, look at Rashi, around 8 lines up from the bottom here. L'me'ute derech meshupash, which is kigo meshubash, similar word, the pay and the bays, a mistaken way. Shechasar hachome shel lefnai lefnim. You dug a hole or underneath the wall. V'asa pesach bedarim o betzafon v'nichlas. You came from the north or the south. The normal entrance is from the east. You come in from the east. You came from the north or the south, or maybe even from the west. So then, v'lo nichlas bepesach shebemizach. You don't walk from the eastern entrance. She hit part of lemariva. So then, that's derech meshubash. That one would not be chayiv. Coming in a backwards way would actually be pater from misa. Inami says, alternatively, Rashi suggests, nichnas bepasik, you go through the entrance from the east, but tzidat belachson halach litzadni, you walk kind of on the side, in an angle, you don't come directly at the aron, you walk off to the side of some sort. So that's what el pnei kaparos to teach me. You don't need to tell me in terms of misa, that we know, but it has to be done in pnei kaparos, coming from the eastern direction, walking straight up against the aron. So then the Gemara says, kidetana debei Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov, al pnei kaparos keidma, Zebanaav Komakum Shinemar Panav Ainu Ella Pnei Kadim. Whenever it says Pnei always means the east. So Rabbi Huda says Lema Kra Pnei. My ale. Well, just the positive could have said Pnei. It could have said Pnei Akbaris, but it says Ve'el Pnei Akbaris. Why not just say Pnei? What's the word ale doing? My ale, Shmamina El Dafka. Has to be Dafka El. Dafka the Kaparis is Bemisa, but Pnei Ha paroches, rather base of paroches is pater. That's where the El is telling me. Again, Pnei is teaching me, Rabban said the word El Pnei is telling me Pnei has to be from the east. Can't be from another direction. He says, that's great from the word Pnei, but the word El is strange. El is telling me that Dafka, the Aron, you're Chai Misa. But the base of paroches, you're not Chai Misa. El is Dafka. That's what the word El means, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll see how it connects to the sugya above Paraduma. And Rabban said, lo, El, lav dafka, El doesn't mean it. El is just like a word, like the word S. You can't learn anything from the word El. It just happens to be there. That's the grammar. So now the Gemara connects this whole sugya, whether El is dafka or El doesn't mean anything, to the previous sugya of Paraduma. Rabbi Yehuda, damar El, pnei kaparos means dafka, means that dafka, pnei kaparos is chai misa. Vihiza, El, nochach, nami dafka, has to be dafka, mechavein to the Paraduma, towards the Olam Moed. And if it's a different direction, it's possible. Rabbanan midahasim lav dafka, from the fact that el pnei kaparos by Yom Kippurim is not dafka, hachanami el nochach by Paradum is also lav dafka. So now that machlok is above, whether or not you're not mechavin towards el moed as a kasher apostle, it depends on Rabbi Huda or Rabbanan. Rabbi Huda says el is dafka, so when it says el pnei el moed, it means dafka el nochach pnei el moed. A different direction is possible. Rabbanan say a different direction is actually kasher. Okay, the Gemara now asks in the bottom, the last four lines of the Amud here, Maskiv la Rav Yosef la Rav Yehuda. Mide el daf, from the fact that the word el is teaching us dafka this way, el nochach nami dafka, se ela, if that's the case, dimikdash sheni de lo hava aron le kaporas, hach nami de lo avid hazaz. So now the problem is, in the base of mikdash sheni, there is no aron, there is no kaporas, we know that was hidden, according to one opinion in the Gemara, Yoshio hid it. And so therefore, how do you do a hazah, a sprinkling of paraduma towards the nochach pnei el moed? There's no el moed to speak of. There's no aram, there's no besa, there's no kapares. So you can't accomplish paraduma in bai sheni. Is that what you're telling me? So amar rabba bara'ula amar kra v'chipres mikdash ha-kodesh makam ha-mekudesh l'kodesh. Who says you need to have the aron and the kaparos to be there? You have to be focused towards the makom hamikdash, but lav dafka the kalim of the aron and the kaparos. And therefore, even in beis hamikdasheni, el means just that direction, the makom hamikdash, but lav dafka the aron. Okay, then comes along Rava. Rava gives another suggestion for the machlokas above, whether paraduma shein mechabnos, whether it's kasher apostle. Rava says amar hava harabanan. They're both the opinion of Rabbanan. Rabbanan again said before that el is lav dafka. So hadakai mizrach ma'ariv v'adi hadakai tafon v'darim v'adar adi. Depends on the direction you're going in. So look at Rashi and then we'll finish the daf. Rashi in the very top of Chav Ches and Aleph says as follows. Hadakai kai mizrach ma'ariv v'adi, one's where he's facing east, west. V'im amad kai b'fanav l'ma'ariv v'achar of l'mizrach hazah shekach mitzvaso. So let's say the Kohen is facing the west, and the back is to the east, and he sprinkles it like he's supposed to, even if it's not mechavin to the, you know, he's facing the right direction. Like when we daven towards the Yerushalayim, we're never exactly the right way. We're around the right direction. The same thing, as long as he's facing the right direction, even though it's not mamish mechavin, that's sufficient. But if it's going south to north, completely off the mark, so then that's when we say it's going to be possible, even according to the Rabbanan. Okay. I think it's what? A sprinkling. It's